Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, October 8th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of technology news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Forte Electronic AG Supervisory Board initiates realignment of the management board. The supervisory board of Forte Electronic AG has initiated a realignment of the company's executive management to secure its competitiveness in the market. This follows recent personnel changes in the management board. The board will identify new candidates to drive a market-oriented strategy and ensure long-term growth. The company's solid financial foundation includes an equity ratio of approximately 72% and net financial assets of just under €20 million as of March 31, 2025. During the transition, Mr. Ulrich Ermel will oversee day-to-day operations with interim support. Forte Electronic AG, based in Germering, Germany, specializes in power supplies, embedded systems, and displays, offering customer-specific and complete system developments. Investor news breaks. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., PL American, PLG PTM, set to benefit amid strategic metal play. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., PLG, is strategically positioned to benefit from the increasing importance of platinum and palladium in modern defense technology. With the development of the world-class Waterberg project in South Africa, Platinum Group Metals is poised to supply these critical metals for defense and industrial applications. The company's focus on advancing the high-quality Waterberg project aligns with the growing demand for metals that power innovation in the defense sector. For more information about Platinum Group Metals Ltd. and the Waterberg project, visit www.platinumgroupmetals.net.
Mission IR News Breaks. Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ beat on the beat of cardiac innovation. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology company traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, is set to revolutionize cardiac diagnostics with its innovative ECG technology. The company plans to launch its cable-free ECG solution immediately after FDA clearance, aiming to provide clinical-grade accuracy in a portable device. This advancement is expected to enhance patient engagement, reduce healthcare facility burdens, and improve access to high-quality cardiac monitoring, especially in underserved areas. Heartbeam's vision is to empower patients and healthcare providers with actionable heart intelligence outside of traditional medical settings, redefining the future of cardiac health management. For more information, visit Heartbeam's website at www.heartbeam.com.
D-Wave Quantum, QBTS, and North Wales Police announced D-Wave's hybrid quantum application outperforms classical results in proof-of-technology project. D-Wave Quantum, QBTS, and North Wales Police collaborated on a proof-of-technology project using a hybrid quantum application to optimize police vehicle placement. This resulted in a nearly 50% reduction in response times and a decrease in coordination planning from 4 months to 4 minutes. The project showcased that NWP could respond to at least 90% of incidents within their target response time using the hybrid quantum application. The success of the project led to recognition from the UK Office of the Chief Scientific Advisor for Policing, highlighting the value of cross-border collaboration. D-Wave TM technology, developed in Canada by a US company, addressed a key UK public sector challenge, offering opportunities for future development and deployment. Three ASX tech stocks to buy now and win big. The global technology sector is buzzing with potential, and three emerging ASX technology companies are making waves in AI, data innovation, and medical technology. Wealth Within highlights the breakout potential of smaller cap companies in fast-growing industries like Weebit Nano, Nanosonics, and Brainchip Holdings. Weebit Nano is on the verge of a breakthrough in memory technology, while Nanosonics is showing strong momentum in health tech with a potential rally towards $7 levels. BrainChip Holdings is paving the way in neuromorphic computing, with a breakout above 40 cents, signaling a new bullish cycle. Learn to spot these opportunities early and trade with confidence through Wealth Within's advanced stock trading courses, designed to help you read the market before others catch on. Visit Wealth Within's website to take the next step in trading like a professional.
Beeline Holdings, CEO Nick Liuzza, on latest Tech Media Wire podcast episode, Beeline Holdings Inc. CEO and co-founder Nick Liuzza discusses the company's mission to modernize mortgage lending for millennial and Gen Z buyers on the latest episode of the Tech Media Wire podcast. Beeline has achieved debt-free status ahead of schedule and aims for positive cash flow by Q1 2026. The company, headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, is revolutionizing property financing through its fully digital AI-powered platform, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans for primary residences and investment properties. For more information, visit the Tech Media Wire podcast.
Exceptional AppFolio bookkeeping services for property managers. REA, a frontrunner in the property management sector, offers exceptional AppFolio bookkeeping services tailored to the distinct requirements of property owners and managers. Their team of skilled AppFolio consultants ensures precise financial reporting, prompt invoicing, and effective expense tracking, essential for sustaining a robust cash flow. By outsourcing bookkeeping to REA, property owners can focus on core competencies while benefiting from personalized services and outstanding customer support. REA's dedication to industry trends, data security, and scalability further solidifies their reputation as a trusted ally for financial management. Clients have reported notable enhancements in profitability and growth after partnering with REA for their AppFolio bookkeeping needs.
Investor news breaks: NextPlat Corp., NXPL, NXPLW, issues Q4 shareholder update, highlighting cost reductions, healthcare expansion, and growth across core channels. NextPlat Corp., NXPL, NXPLW, recently issued a shareholder update outlining cost reductions, healthcare expansion, and growth across core channels. The company's interim CEO, Charles M. Fernandez, highlighted a restructuring plan focusing on cost reduction and growth acceleration. NextPlat identified $2 million in annualized expense savings and made progress in healthcare, communications, and e-commerce divisions. Initiatives include expanded government prescription contracts, upgrades to the ClearMeterX 4.0 platform, record airtime revenue in satellite communications, and global rollout of the Florida Sunshine supplement brand. These actions are expected to strengthen cash flow and drive sustainable growth through 2026.
Rockbreak's ES Gold Corp., OTCQB, begins on-site validation at Planta Magdalena Project in Colombia. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE as ESU and on the OTCQB as ESUF, has deployed its geological and engineering team to Colombia to commence on-site validation at the Planta Magdalena Project. This follows the Memorandum of Understanding signed on August 20, 2025. The field program's objectives include confirming historic tailings grades, evaluating site infrastructure, and exploring opportunities within the Bolivar concession area. Bulk samples from Colombia and Quebec are undergoing metallurgical testing at ALS Global in Val d'Or to verify gold and silver recoveries under ES Gold's clean processing framework. CEO Gordon Robb expressed excitement, stating, "With our team on the ground, we're transitioning from intent to action, advancing our strategy for responsible gold and silver production." For more information on ES Gold Corp., visit their newsroom at the provided link. Ocumetics reports encouraging one-month post-operative results. Ocumetics Technology Corp. reports encouraging one-month safety and vision performance results for the first Group 1 patients who received the Ocumetics Accommodating Intraocular Lens. The early outcomes show functional distance vision of 20/40 or better without glasses and promising near-vision performance with no complications. Dr. Garth Webb, chief scientist and founder, emphasizes the transformative potential of the Ocumetics lens. the company's mission is to offer clear, continuous vision without glasses or contact lenses. The clinical trial is expected to show continued improvement as patients adapt. Ocumetics aims to revolutionize ophthalmology with state-of-the-art intraocular lenses and vision-enhancing technologies.
Tech Media Breaks, Isotropic Corporation, OTEQF, 1R3 Highlights. Need for advanced 3D imaging during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Isotropic Corporation highlighted the need for advanced 3D imaging during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The company emphasized the limitations of current imaging tools and the opportunity for its flagship IsoView Breast CT imaging system. With millions of new breast cancer cases reported annually globally, there is an urgent need for true high-resolution 3D imaging, especially for women with dense breast tissue. As the global breast imaging market grows, IsoView aims to address the demand for superior diagnostic precision, reducing missed cancers, false positives, and costly follow-up procedures. For more information, visit Isotropic Corporation's website at isocorp.com.
Biomed News Breaks, Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTCQB-OTLC, announces Phase 1 trial of SAPU-03, a novel intravenous desiparticle, TM, everolimus, now open for enrollment in Australia. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, has announced that the Phase 1 trial of SAPUI, a novel intravenous desiparticle TM everolimus, is now open for enrollment in Australia. This marks the first clinical trial of an intravenous desiparticle TM formulation of everolimus, an mTOR inhibitor used in breast cancer and other malignancies. The trial is enrolling patients with advanced HR plus HER2 breast cancer or other mTOR-sensitive tumors at leading oncology centers across Australia. Dr. Vuong Treo, CEO of SAPU Nano and Oncotelic, stated that SAPU-003 represents a significant advance in the delivery of mTOR-targeted therapies, aiming to bring this next-generation treatment to patients with advanced cancers.
Researchers discover why cancer immunotherapy could be failing. Researchers at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center have discovered a new stress pathway called TEX-PSR, which is why immunotherapy fails in 60 to 80% of cancer patients. This pathway floods weakened immune cells with misfolded proteins, hindering their ability to fight tumors. Blocking TEX-PSR in lab models restored immune cell function and significantly boosted immunotherapy effectiveness across various cancer types. As companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. work on developing new immunotherapies, the findings from this study offer valuable insights into improving treatment outcomes. As investors look for safety, gold producers with cash flow are emerging as the market's next leaders. Spot gold continues to climb, reaching over $3,800 per ounce, while silver hits a 14-year high. Central banks are buying record amounts of gold, signaling a trend away from the dollar. With gold at all-time highs, well-managed mining firms like ES Gold Corp are poised to benefit. ES Gold, with production planned for 2026, offers scale and upside unmatched by many juniors. Other players in the precious metals market include Teck Resources Limited, B2 Gold Corp, Hudbay Minerals, Inc., and Triple Flag Precious Metals Corp., all vying for attention in this lucrative sector. Investor News Breaks Global Tech Corp., OTCLTK, President Frank R. Parrish III, featured on IBN's Tech Media Wire podcast, Global Tech Corporation, a U.S.-based technology holding company focusing on AI, big data, and digital infrastructure, is featured on IBN's Tech Media Wire podcast. In the episode, Global Tech President Frank R. Parrish III discusses the company's mission of creating value through collaboration and technology-driven innovation. He outlines the dual vertical strategy of combining proprietary AI and big data product development with value-added acquisitions. Parrish also highlights Global Tech's rapid global expansion operating in the US, UK, EU, Middle East, and Australia. For more information, visit Global Tech's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform providing press release syndication for companies and the investment community, offering access to a network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.